morning.
Don't we keep talking?
Keep talking. Good morning, Teresa Brown. This is Christopher Springman on Body Language. How are you?
I'm good. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
And my apologies. You are Nurse Teresa Brown, author of Critical Care, A New Nurse Faces Death, Life, and Everything in Between, including something called The Half Wall.
Yes.
Nurse Brown, what is The Half Wall, and how do we get over it? Or do we get through it?
The Half Wall is the barrier that exists between nurses and doctors. And I wrote an article in JAMA with...
What is JAMA for our un-JAMified listeners?
Journal of the American Medical Association. So my co-author is a medical resident at Brown, and he came up with the idea of the half wall after doing residency in an ICU where the docs sat on one side of a literal half wall and the nurses sat on the other side. And he made the decision to go around the half wall and sit with the nurses, but then he started seeing a metaphoric half wall that kept the nurses and doctors divided even when they were standing right next to each other and working together.
It has been said historically, and I'm reaching way back into history now, that the trained nurse has become one of the greatest blessings of humanity, taking a place beside the physician and the priest, and not inferior to either in her mission. That's an old statement, but one assumes, as a patient, and I was recently a patient in the hospital, that the nurse is the physician's greatest ally and confidant. Is that not necessarily always the case?
No, it is not, although it should be. We should see each other as trained colleagues, and unfortunately, worst case scenario, we see each other as enemies, as you are the person who is thwarting my efforts.
And in terms of my own experience, a week ago or a couple weeks ago in the hospital, I saw the nurse 24/7. I saw the physician, aside from the surgical procedure, maybe, I don't know, kind of once in the morning as he breezed through the ward and you know, to discover what was going on. But never did I see that physician consulting with the staff who knew what was going on. What's wrong with that picture, Nurse Brown?
That picture defies common sense, and yet it is how healthcare is done in so many hospitals. And
why don't you give me an example, outline an example, as you discussed in your JAMA article regarding a patient who had COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease,
right,
and how that conversation went with the physician. Can you outline that for us?
Yes, and kudos to Will, my co-author, Will Rafelson, who told this story in a very humble way, that they had an ICU patient with COPD, and the nurse said, usually we start these patients on azithromycin, which is an antibiotic. That's part of the protocol, and it's to prevent infection. The nurse said, I noticed this patient isn't on azithromycin. Do you want to do that? And Will was surprised at the nurse asking that and then impressed that the nurse knew to ask that and that indeed somebody had failed to order the drug for the patient. And what's interesting is in writing that, Will initially said, I think, surprised at the superior knowledge of the nurse. And I said, you've got to change that because there's actually a lot of things that we know. We don't know nearly as much as doctors. We're not in school as long as they are. But we know a lot. And in our particular specialty, with our particular patient, we are seeing for 12 hours a day. We know a ton. And I had him change it to impressed, which instead of surprised, like, wow, the nurse knew something. And I don't think he meant it in a mean way. I think he genuinely was surprised.
What's interesting about that conversation, you referred to Dr., is it Rafelson?
Mm-hmm.
a physician as Will. You referred to him by his first name. I would imagine there are many doctors who are not real enthusiastic about that barrier breaking.
There are doctors who are not enthusiastic about that, and it is one of my big pet peeves that doctors are always Dr. Brown and nurses are Teresa the nurse. I think people who are working together need to be able to talk to each other again as colleagues and not have a built-in hierarchy about who's the expert who makes all the decisions and who's the subordinate who really isn't allowed to have opinions. But it's not so much about respecting nurses, although that's important. Again, it's about patients. Who knows about the person in the bed, the nurse?
Exactly. And the patient has conveyed a tremendous amount of information to the nurse or the nursing staff while they're on the ward, in my case, recovering from a colon resection. We can discuss that later, but I'm not going to bore you with it. You know, what's really interesting is that standard inpatient hospital care takes the form of orders, orders placed by physicians that nurses translate into action. Now, as you say, everyone in healthcare knows this, but neither nurses nor physicians actually learn how to work together. This change in culture, this change in procedure to a first name basis of people actually of nurses and doctors seeing one another as allies, I should think needs to start back in medical school when people like Dr. Raffleson, a physician, are very impressionable and accepting of this massive change in the culture. And I'm assuming that older physicians may not be quite as enthusiastic. What are your thoughts about that? Or am I on the right track?
I think you are on the right track. And that work also needs to start in nursing schools. And I would love it if nursing students and medical students would actually interact and see each other as peers when they're young and impressionable, as you say. The challenge is then translating that into the hospital where there's this entrenched culture of hierarchy. But, you know, we can look at that and say, you can never change it, that's the way it is, or you can at least try.
No.
You can at least start right now and let the change work its way up from the bottom. It'll take longer than it should, but at least it will happen.
How can patients, or can patients, facilitate that change by engaging the physician and perhaps saying, doctor, have you chatted with the nurse about this? Because, you know, I've, you know, been expressing my interest or concerns for the last several days.
That is an amazing idea. I would really, really strongly recommend that. Patients can make a huge difference in the respect they give the nurse, or when the medical team starts rounding, the patient could say, I really want the nurse to be here because the nurse knows what's going on with me.
Well, that is something else that you advocate very, very strongly, that nurses who are occasionally in the room when the conversation is happening between the physician and the patient really needs to be there as a valued, informed ally and asset in the healing and let's all get well process. In other words, the entire conversation has to be inclusionary. Would you agree with that?
I would completely agree with that. And
that's a wonderful segue into the title of your book, Nurse, Teresa Brown, Critical Care. A new nurse faces death, life, and everything in between. How can people learn more about you and your work?
I am happy to always have people come to my website, TeresaBrownRN.com. It's Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Thank you again for joining us on Body Language. I hope we can do this again.
That would be excellent, yes.
We will do our best. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.